Well, sitting president provides update to Council on day three of annual conference. The first part of the World Sailing Council meeting at annual conference began with a report from President Quan Hai Li, where he outlined the progress of World Sailing's priorities for the year to date. Governance reform plans are on schedule ahead of implementation next year, and the complexities of updating the Federation's governance processes are being worked through thanks to a dedicated team. The President also delivered updates on the development of the sport following the Combined Sailing World Championships in The Hague, World Sailing Special Events, Olympic Qualification Events, and preparation for the Paris 2024 Olympic Games. The President also confirmed that parasailing events will be a permanent part of the World Sailing Championships going forward and commented on the redesigned Inclusive Development Programme, which replaces the Parasailing Development Programme as sailing strives to be fully inclusive. Women's sailing also remains a priority, with the President reaffirming World Sailing's view that gender equality should be guaranteed in the sport. Coaches and Team Leaders Commission. The group discussed the formation of the Safety Commission and note that the two commissions can collaborate for the benefit of the sport. The commission heard an update on progress with the coaches registration system, which aims to record and regulate coaching practices and improve safety in the sport. The commission intends to make recommendations on the Olympic vision relating to the World Cup series, supplied equipment and reduction of support vessels. Submission 02522, a proposal to change the default to be no scores excluded from a boat series score, was not supported. Special Regulation Subcommittee. The subcommittee discussed the various submissions and noted others to be voted on at the Oceanic and Offshore Committee meeting on Thursday. A discussion took place around the importance of further engagement with the bodies that participate in the World Sailing Certificate of Plan Review Scheme, and the committee highlighted the importance of work of the Safety Panel and International Regulations Commissions. The Power World Sailing Committee agreed a new strategic plan for 2024-2027 consisting of four pillars: inclusion, a modern vision, social impact and change, and re-inclusion in the Paralympic Games. The document will be available by the end of the year. The committee reviewed the three test sessions of the Inclusive Development Programme, IDP, following the rebranding of the Parasailing Development Programme. The IDP includes three modules: foundation, coaching and performance. At the Sailing World Championships, The Hague, IDP featured 25 participants from 10 countries. Singapore, IDPF welcomed 34 participants from 13 countries. And the most recent Italy, IDPC session, brought together 12 participants from 7 countries. The committee noted event reports from the Sailing World Championships, The Hague, SailGP and the Hansa World Championships. The Sailing World Championships was the first time parasailing classes were included in the Combined World Championships. The event was very well received, and there was a special mention for the communications team at World Sailing for the broadcast. An inclusive regatta is now officially part of SailGP. It will feature 10 teams made up of an inclusive sailor and a member of each SailGP team, which both provided by RS and supported by Steel Felsen V Foundation. It was also agreed that an event working party be created to ensure a calendar of events. However, the proposed committee name change was postponed for further discussion. The Constitution Committee met to review submissions for approval later in the week. The Philippine Sailing Association's request to move from Group J to Group K, and increased Group K's representatives nominated to Council from 1 to 2 will both be put forward for approval. Governance reform documents were approved, subject to policy and council approval, as well as safeguarding documents with minor amends. Continental Association Commission. The Commission met to share and discuss best practice and initiatives on several topics, including training centres, race officials' development and educational material, safety and M&A services. The Athlete Commission discussed the Olympic vision, stressing that the Olympic Games need to showcase our sport. The Commission commented that Olympic equipment needs to be consistent. The Regional Games Subcommittee received different reports from technical delegates from the major regional games, with focus on the successful 19 Pan American Games and 19 Asian Games, which were Olympic qualifiers in some classes. Some new events have been discussed, which may include sailing in the near future, especially in Africa and Europe. The pathway to become an international technical delegate was also discussed, and the impact this has in the success of regional games in comparison with other multi-class big events. Our inclusive sport, brought to you by the Women's Forum, a special session entitled Our Inclusive Sport, featured discussions around the relevant World Sailing Agenda 2030 targets updates, including safeguarding policy, transgender policy, more World Sailing Trust projects, and the new Parasailing Committee inclusion strategy and steering the course 2023 progress report. Council will vote on the safeguarding policy on Saturday. There was also a Winds of Change presentation by Sofia Papamikalopoulos, an initiative that utilizes the power of inclusive sailing to promote social change, specifically between the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities. The forum also agreed to create a working party for the terms of reference of the transition of the Women's Forum to the EDI Forum. The terms of reference will be agreed with a timeline in place for the media meeting in May 2024.